This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Vasantino is singing that song.
Time once again for another episode of The Josie Show, live from your computer. Tonight, Josie welcomes Lori Greco, Doug Briney, and Kevin L. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and now, because it's a condition of her parole, Josie Passantino.
Funny, Alan. Very funny. Oh, yes. I just got done having ice cream. I'm a wild woman, I tell you. Yes, I'm a wild woman right now. I even had sprinkles on it. Dang. And you hear my producer, like, I don't even know what that was. Was that, like, a scream plus a laugh? I don't know what that was. But anyway, yes, welcome to the Josie Show. We are so glad that you are joining us tonight. We're very excited because it's going to be a very great show with three awesome guests, and so it's going to be amazing. So let me tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. Here's what we got planned. So my guests tonight are Lori Greco, and she's new to the show. Yes.
I know that you did last summer.
What?
What was anything good?
I know what you did last summer.
Yeah.
Was it anything fun?
I don't do anything fun.
Not
really. What are you talking about? I don't know. Anyway, he's being a creeper today. So, done with his creeperness. Lori Greco is our guest tonight. She has a new CD out, and we'll chat all about that. Doug Briney, who also has a new CD out, will be chatting about that as well. And
you
Kevin
see,
L.
I know
will be
what
back.
All the giggling Tina is doing. Because if you go to her Facebook page, there's pictures of drunk squirrels smoking cigarettes and stuff.
Yeah, which is, it's so appropriate. Thank you, Alan. And Kevin L. will be back to tell us about the Big Boys Club. So it's going to be a really, really great show. You'll get to hear our fun chats, learn a bunch of about my different guests tonight, and hear some awesome music. And you'll find a couple of our, well, actually, all three kind of voices familiar because we've had them on already. So, yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be really great. Great catch-up show. So, and also, before we put on our first guest here, you can check out our archives arranged by season, or visit our networks tab on our site, josieshow.com, to find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show and Josie Show special edition episodes. And we are also rebroadcasting on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone on Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, located at fcnr.net. So you can hear rebroadcasts of our live shows there as well. And
hey, Josie.
Yes?
If you think the show's off to a weird start, you do know Tina the Squirrel is going to be on later with her Thanksgiving song and her new band, the Spice Squirrels. What could go wrong now?
That's fabulous.
That's something to look forward to.
That's something to look forward to. That's fabulous. That's very, very fabulous.
What could go wrong?
Thank you. Thank you very much. 14 special edition episodes up now. Let me see if I can finish a sentence. So you can check those out by going to our website at josieshow.com and click on the special edition tab. You can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price, our tribute show, our full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, Sheila, Ray Charles, Sammy Sadler, who survived the real murder on Music Row, so you get to hear the real story on that, and Caroline Cole and Ray Scott. And our next special edition episode is on December 9th with Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. So it's going to be great.
We should do another special edition episode where Josie interviews herself.
That's great. I would love that, actually. That would be fabulous. I talked to myself already, so it's not really that far of a stretch. It's all good. It's all good. So now, do not want to delay here. Let me put on my first guest tonight. I'm very excited. Everyone, please welcome back to the show, Lori Greco. Woo!
Hi.
Hey, Lori, hi. How are you doing?
Wow, doing well. Wow, you've got a stack of people in the studio there besides Tina and Alan there. Thank
yeah.
you. I'm doing great. It's
we're having a party.
Saturday.
We're having a lot of fun.
Wow, you should always have a party when there's music and you're in the studio. Yeah, so a big hello to everyone from Perth in Western Australia. It's a sunny morning here. We're in summer and it's a beautiful day.
Oh, that sounds just amazing. It's really cold and nasty by us, so I really wish I was where you are right now. Sounds beautiful.
I'm sure you do. Yeah.
Oh, yes, it sounds beautiful. I'm just very, very excited to have you back on the show again so we can catch up. Thanks again so much for joining us. So great.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Oh, anytime, anytime. I love to show my support, especially great music, and your music definitely is incredible, so I'm excited I get to play that tonight too, so it's gonna be real good.
Right. So much. I better say hello to the great fans that have even logged into the chat room, so if there's any of you that want to come in and chat, we're all on there having a go. There's Rick, JP Zammit, Music Man, I'm not sure who he is, but I'm sure we'll get to meet him later on too.
Yes, absolutely. And also those who are, working or doing something and, they're listening to us on archives. I mean, a big shout-out to them as well. And, there's many different ways to listen, so they're not going to miss you. They're not going to miss you. Yes. And, for those new listeners out there that didn't catch our other chats when you were on, can you tell everyone just a little bit about how you first got started in music? When did this all start for you?
Oh, gosh. Well, the recording side didn't happen until later on, but music's always been a part of my life. I started piano lessons when I was 7 and went right through primary school and high school and even university with piano studies. From there, I went into piano bars, singing around a lot of the restaurants and casinos when I was in Adelaide. I did a lot of musical direction, vocal quartets in choirs, played the organ at church, done live gigging, been part of a Motown show band, and then came the opportunity to write a song for my state of Western Australia. It was a competition, and I entered a song, and it didn't win. But from there, I thought, well, no, I think this song has some merit. So I rewrote it, called it Australia, and submitted it to a radio station here. He said, wow, that's great. Do you have anything more? And I said, well, no, I don't. And from there, I set about writing songs for my first album called Waiting, which she very kindly played 3 years ago when we were on air.
Oh, yeah.
From there, I went and joined a new website called, at the time, Celeband, to crowdsource and get some funds to record my new album. So, a lot of independent artists are doing that nowadays because recording is such an expensive thing to do. So, to my amazement, after 2 years of networking and fundraising, 404 fans helped me achieve a goal of raising $50,000. And with that, I went into the studio to record another 30 tracks, and here we are today.
Yes, I think that
is... That's it. Touch
me. Oh, yeah, sorry. I think that's just so amazing.
Yeah, well, what it is amazing. And it's like, for the independent artist who thinks, well, it is a hard road, let's face it. If you're not with a recording company that promotes you and gives you advances for recording, well, it's an incredibly difficult road, but it's an avenue for the independent artist to, do what they love, get their music out there, and, of course, with the help of people like yourself too, Josie. It's wonderful to be able to share it difference too.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think that's just so cool because, you know, the fans, absolutely, your fans just love your music. And so I think it's so cool that your fans pulled together to support your music so then you could, you know, be able to make even more material for them in the future. So I think that's really cool that they all pulled through. And I'm glad they did, too, because we love your music here. So we're glad.
Thank you. And what I have to say is, I mean, I know that those who do love it really love it, so I've got some ardent fans down there, and I know Cynthia, hopefully you're listening too, and Liz down here in Perth, so at Pete, there's a few of them listening. I can't name them all, but it's great. It's really great.
Oh, that is so, so great. And your friend Rick says hello.
Yes, hello, Rick. Hi, Rick Calhoun. He's a super trooper of a supporter as well. So I'm sorry I'm not chatting at the moment because although I can see it in the chat, I'm holding my phone and I'm really slow with one finger. Sorry. If we play some music.
I have the same problem. I do the same thing. It's so difficult because, you know, when I'm talking on here and then if I start typing in the chat room, I'll lose complete focus. So I get it. I get it. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I really want to talk about your new CD because it's so fantastic. It was released in September titled No Ordinary Girl. Can you tell us a little bit about this CD?
Okay. Well, compared to the first one, we did things a lot bigger and better, and instead of using just local musicians and even some synthesized sounds with the first one, we've just gone and done it the correct way, and I'm very proud. Got some recording legends from the music industry, Steve Gadd and Abe Laboriel, Andy Snitzer, Romeo Scutcher, Jamie Haddad. I'm not sure if you know those, but they are all superstars in their own right. They work with some of the biggest names in the world. So, you know, and with the internet being such a fantastic tool, I've been able to call these people and share my demos with them and have them record on my album. So there's 13 new tracks on there. It's a big mixture of songs. So if you say to me, what style of songs are on there? It's really everything that I love. So there are ballads, there's country, there's pop, there's a little bit of disco. So it's a little bit of everything, but generally I am an easy listening stroke adult contemporary pop artist.
Awesome, awesome. That's what that's why, you know, a lot of people draw themselves to you because, you know, you have a little bit of everything for everyone. I mean, if they like this genre, you add a little bit of that as well. And, you know, I like that. You know, you don't just stick to one genre. You like it all, so you play it all. I think that's really cool.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, being creative and writing songs, you can only write in the genre that you like. So I don't like just, I mean, I love ballads. I really do love ballads and always trying to be a better ballad writer. But I love everything else as well. And, of course, when we write, as you would know, Josie, you are influenced by all the music that you love. So somewhere when you are creating, you know, something pops out and that sends us off on a tangent and gives us an idea for the next song. So great.
That is so, so great. Absolutely. And, you know, before we start playing your music, which I'm very excited about, we have a caller for you, Cynthia from California. So I would really like to put your caller on first before we start playing. Cynthia, hi. You're here with myself and Lori Greco.
Hi. Lori.
Hi, Cynthia. Cynthia I've met online through Facebook, and she has been another ardent fan as soon as we met. So thank you, Cynthia, for your support.
Oh, absolutely.
How lovely for you to call in and say hi.
I know. I love you to pieces, and you know I support everything that you do, and I just wanted you to know I was on here listening to you tonight, and I failed the CAPTCHA thing to get into the chat room. So the next best thing was to call in.
That's okay. We can have a chat on Facebook.
Okay, sweetie.
Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. Awesome. See, I told you, I mean, you have so many great dedicated fans that, you know, just would love to talk to you. And you have a Facebook, which you, you know, keep up with them just frequently. You're always chatting with your fans, which I think is great. So can you please just give away that Facebook page so people can, your new fans, your new friends can chat with you and hang out with you there?
Sure. Well, without giving you the link, it's just if you Google me, Lori Greco, mm-hmm. that's L-O-R-I, and then Greco, G-R-E-C-O, you'll find me in a lot of places. So I have a personal page and also a band page. So please come along to the band page and like it. You can listen to my music on the band page tab. And if you love any of the music, of course, everything is available to purchase there. And it's direct you to iTunes, I think.
Yes. It's so simple.
Yeah. Very simple. And we
absolutely
love our fans, don't we?
Absolutely. You're so great with your fans, and I know that they're very excited, your new fans, to get to chat with you. So please make sure that you Google. Google is always great. Lori Greco, make sure you do that. And now I would love to play your first song of the night called All That Matters, and we'll be right back, okay? I'm very excited to play it.
Right.
Awesome. No problem. Here we go. All That Matters.
I believe in fairy tales. Look at what I found.
That Matters by Lord Jekyll. I'm back with it right now. Yes, and you mentioned it. You mentioned it a little bit before we played the song on, you know, the best place that you can purchase the music. And but also, I wanted to mention, if I understand correctly, you could even order a hard copy from your website, and you'll even autograph it and then send it to them. Is that right? That's so cool.
Yes, and I have just released a special offer because I'm keen to meet new fans, and I'd love for you to, if ever you were thinking about grabbing a copy, pardon me, if you go to my website, pardon me, excuse me, some frogs have entered the if you go along to my website and do order a hard copy of No Ordinary Girl, I am actually offering two for the price of one, just up until Christmas Day. So if you've considered giving it as a gift, I would be honoured and grateful if you would perhaps consider purchasing. And if you don't want two of the same album, you can actually choose waiting as well. So you'll get two CDs for the price of one, and I'll email you my Christmas song, The Spirit of Christmas. So hopefully that's enough of a tempter to get you to, along to my website. That's lauriegreco.com.
Perfect. That's fantastic. I love that because with the holidays rapidly approaching, you can get yourself one and also give it away as a gift to, you know, friends, family, cousins, mothers. You know, you can just, you know, spread the love.
Everyone.
Spread the Lori Greco.
Yes. Well, you're helping me and really, I think it's a beautiful gift to give music.
Yeah, I think it's a win-win. You get to enjoy great music, and then, you know, also you're supporting this great song. I mean, it's fantastic. So please make sure you check that out at the website, lauriegreco.com. Make sure you go there after the show and check it all out.
Yes.
Yes. Do it. And also, I understand that you may be coming to the States in 2014 for a tour. Do you have any details about that yet? Woohoo!
Oh, well, we're still working on that one. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't think he's listening in because he must be busy working. I have a super fan, Wolfman, in Los Angeles who he helps me with my website and does banners and lots of other promotional help for me. And he's working on getting me over there to a tour. So we hope so. Mainly, I'm not sure how far, but we're certainly looking forward to going to Los Angeles around there. So, and there might be the opportunity to head back to New York in September, so we'll see what happens.
That is so great. I know people would love to see you perform live. I'm one of them, so just let me know when that happens, and I would love to see you perform live. That would be amazing.
It would be. America is
it
so
would
big.
Be. It would be so great. It would be really, really great. So definitely, I'm excited for that when that happens. Just let us all know, and I'll spread the word.
Sure, great. Thank you. I will let you know. Thank you.
No problem. Yes. And you have another song here that you sent to us called Falling in Love, and I would love to play that right now if you don't mind.
Well, this is a ballad, so let's see how we go. Thank you.
Awesome. No problem. Let's do it. I'm very excited. I love your ballad. So let's do it. Falling in Love by Lori Greco. Be right back.
Raise
end of that was the beautiful song, Falling in Love, by Lori Greco. Yes. Very, very
Thanks.
Beautiful. I absolutely love your song. Thank you so, so much for sending those to us. And we are going to play your song, Running Back, a little bit later on in the show to close this off for the show. So I'm very excited about that
right.
as well.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. And we are running out of time, but I do want to mention, you know, to get people to that Facebook page, because you do, you talk to your fans, and you are just so great with that. So you could be a friend, a fan of Lori Greco by going to the Facebook page. And you have, I've seen that you have a bunch of beautiful pictures of you. I think it was in Italy. Is that right? That they could all check out?
Yeah, yeah. That's right. You can I've shared a lot of things with my friends on my profile. So yeah, come along. Now, if you can't find me and you're not on Facebook, sorry about that. But if you are on Facebook and you you know, can't Google me, if you do go along to my website, there are all the little links, you know, to my pages. You can just easily click on there, and you don't have to punch in my name. Might be easier that way. So yeah, come along, friend me, and let's meet. Thank you.
Yes. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's so simple. The website, your website is so perfectly, like, you know, aligned for that. Like, you could just, it's all right there. All the links, it's all there. So please make sure you just go to the website, LoriGreco.com. And, Lori, I want to thank you so, so much for taking the time to do a little update with us today. Thank you so much. I love it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on. It's really great. Lovely. And I'd love to touch base with both of you as well. Thanks very much. Tina in the background and Mr. Allen there. Not having
yes.
Don't have many more ice creams, I don't think.
Thank you so, so much. You're always fantastic. We'd love to have you back on anytime you have anything to promote, okay? We're here.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks to everyone in the chat room. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your night. Lori Greco, everyone. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Woo. That was awesome. I love our updates, and it was so much fun to get to update a little bit with Lori Greco. And you can check out our past episode with Lori Greco by going into our archives at josieshow.com, and you can check out the first time I interviewed the wonderful Lori Greco. So you could check that out and all that fun stuff. And also this after the show airs tonight. This episode will also be on the archives, so if you want to rehear it or show your friends, it's on there. So you can do whatever you want with that. It's also on iTunes, so it's for free on iTunes, so you can download it and listen to it on whatever you like. So it's very easy. And we do have, like I said, we do have another song from Lori Greco for the end of tonight called Running Back. So we're going to play that as well. So is my next guest here? Awesome, awesome. So everyone, please welcome my next guest, another catch-up from Doug Briney. Woo!
Hey, Josie. Thanks for that.
Thank you. Woo! Yes. I am very excited for another catch-up with you. It's so fantastic to have you back on the show tonight. Thank you for coming.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I really am. I was telling Tina that if it's a little loud here, I apologize. My boys, I have two 14-year-old boys that are in wrestling, and there's a big meet tonight. So I've found the quietest spot that I can, but it's still a little loud.
No problem. No problem. We're very appreciative you took the time to chat with us. It is so good. Thank you so, so much. But
well, I'm glad to do it. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. So I'm very excited. And, you know, for those who are new to the show, to my show, that didn't get to hear your past interview with myself, can you please just tell everyone a little bit about how music started for you and a little bit about your musical style? Give us all the deets about that.
Sure thing. Music has been a part of my life my entire life. I literally sang my first song in church when I was 2 years old. I grew up singing in youth choirs. I grew up singing and being involved in band at school and jazz band and all the different things. Went to college and graduated from college as a music major. Led music in churches the next several 20-some-odd years, and then also pastored a church, two different churches up in Alaska, where we just spent the last 21 years. But in August this year, we just made the move down to Nashville, and doing very well with the move and with climate change and everything else, and we're enjoying it.
Oh, as you should. That is amazing. Nashville's fantastic. Wish I was there. That's awesome.
You know, it's a wonderful area, and we really are having a good time. You know, I put the first album out the last time that we had talked. It's All Country was the current album, and just a couple weeks ago, November 5, we just launched Super Country Cowboy, which is my latest project, and I'm real excited about that. Recorded that with Tate Music Group. And so I'm under their label now with that project, and it's doing very well, and we're really excited.
Oh, you should be. You're doing very, very well. I mean, you have a whole brand new CD out with Tate Music Group, and it's so great, and it's self-titled. Is that correct? It's your name.
it's not a name, but it is kind of an autobiographical song title there. It's called Super Country Cowboy is the name of the album, and that is the title track. It's the first track on the album, and it really is kind of an autobiographical song. You know, my dad did listen to the classical country music. My mom listened to more of the pop music. I was drawn to the country. But I can still sing every Beach Boys song ever written, and know them word for word, and a lot of that pop music, and it did shape me into the musician that I am. That I can appreciate the different art, you know, the different musical styles, and that. There's a line in the song that says, "I'm an evangelical rockabilly psychedelic cowboy," and that's kind of a play on the. For me, it's kind of a play on the fact that I have, you know, have been a pastor for years and in the ministry, so very evangelical in my belief, and rockabilly. I grew up, in that time when rockabilly music was a big thing, making a resurgence, and I always thought that would be cool, but I could never comb my hair that way. It just never worked. I've tried, but it just, you know, I go back and look at those pictures, and man, I look pitiful. I look like a dwarf and a half. It was still fun. It was fun, and so it is. We're really excited about the project.
Yeah, you should be. You should be. I think that is so great. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited for you with the CD, because it's great, and I love your song here, Super Country Cowboy, and we have it tonight here, and I know everyone just wants me to play this song, so let's play it right now, and we'll be right back, okay? I'm very excited.
That sounds great. Thanks,
Jason. Awesome. No problem. Let's do it right now. Doug Briney and his song, Super Country Cowboy. Let's play it right now.
Like George Jones, Haggard and Buck Owens, Mama like the Eagles and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. When I was just a little kid, I became a hybrid, super country, evangelic, rockabilly, psychedelic cowboy. There's a new ranch on the family tree, and it all starts right here with me. Said it was the devil's tongue that sent on him on Sullivan. Now he's loved by everyone. There's an FM evolution, country music revolution, LP, CD, ripped from your MP3, boy. There's a new ranch on the family tree. It all starts right.
Country Cowboy by Doug Briney. Yes, that deserves an applause. Yep. That definitely deserves one. I love that song. It is just fantastic. Where is the best place for our listeners to pick up your new CD so they can hear it over and over?
The best place is actually right at DougBriney.com, DougBriney.com. They can order directly there. They can still get a copy of It's All Country if they don't have that one as well. And I do offer a combo deal, a little bit of savings if they order both CDs. It is right from the website. They can also order it from or pick it up if they just prefer the digital copies. They can do that through iTunes, Amazon, any of the digital outlets. Encourage them to head to my website, and you can read where I'm going to be and what's happening and what's going on there and have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, and my theme for Super Country Cowboy, I noticed that you we're going to, bring out a fun prize going after people who send you a receipt of their download purchase. Is that still going on?
We ended that with the release. That was for pre-orders. We did a real special thing with the pre-orders. I cut the cost on the CD, and then I didn't charge anybody shipping. They got a free phone call, and they also got a free download of the CD before it was available anywhere.
That is so cool. That is so cool. I had to mention it because, I love when, artists do those little fun prize type things. It's kind of a win-win. You get to, I think it's really, really cool to connect with your fans that way. You know what I mean? I love it.
I do, and I think it's fun, too. I enjoyed the phone calls. I called several of them, and mm-hmm. we had a great time with it. And so it was fun to be able to hear what they enjoyed the most, and what they thought of all the songs and which ones were their favorite and why.
Oh, absolutely. That is so, so cool. That sounds like it was a lot of fun. It's so, so cool. And also, I know that you have voting going on as well for Nashville Universe. And, I understand that you have a nomination. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Got a lot of cool things.
Nashville Universe is an incredible website dedicated to helping indie artists. And it is a phenomenal resource, but they do an amazing awards show every year, and it's done right down on Music Row here in Nashville. Some of the biggest A&R folks. I mean, it's a huge thing, and I've been nominated in I believe four different categories. Male vocalist of the year, entertainer of the year, musician of the year, and shooting star award, all four of those categories, and voting begins December 1. Now, it's free to do it. It's free to join. You go to NashvilleUniverse.com, and you register. It doesn't cost anything to do it. They don't send out spam. They don't send out lots of things, but you do have to be a member of Nashville Universe in order to vote. So please head to that website, register, and then come December 1, vote on every device that you have. You are only allowed to vote once per device. So if you have a smartphone, if you have an iPad, if you have a computer, if you got a laptop, you can vote from all four of those things, but you can only do it one time from each device.
Awesome, awesome, perfect. So please, everyone, make sure that you register here with Nashville, register with Nashville Universe, and then vote for our very own Doug Briney. Please, please vote, vote, vote.
Oh, please, please. I'm very excited about it. I'm excited. It's just been a tremendous resource for me, and meeting some phenomenal musicians and having the chance to play at some different larger events has been just, it's been incredible. And have some great friends through there. I've met some great writers and some other great musicians through there. But it really is I would really appreciate the votes.
Yes, absolutely. Please, everyone, make sure you do that. And we'll post links after the show as well. So, of you and of all my guests tonight, for people who want to it's a click away, and it's very easy, and we'll make sure that we definitely put this website as well so people have easy access to register and vote. Woo!
Thank you.
No problem, no problem. Anytime. You definitely deserve it. You work so hard, and, anything that we can do to help you out, we would love to.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, we are working hard. We're trying to do everything that we can, we are working really hard at making this. You know, it was a real commitment to move my family from
mm-hmm.
Alaska. You know, I was over 4,000 miles. We drove down. We sold everything that we owned to make the move to get down here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really committed to this, to make it happen. And I was asked a question the other day and by a friend of mine that was asking, when will you feel like you're successful? And I said, and my response, Josie, was, I guess it would really depend upon your measure of success. What are you going to measure it by? And I said, for me, it really is a matter of being able to support my family with music. I'm not talking about mansions or fast cars. I'm talking about really just to be able, we have a very small little place here where we live very frugally, but to offer my wife the ability that she gets to go to work, she doesn't have to work.
Right.
But my wife will continue to work no matter what because she loves what she does. But mm-hmm. I want it to be an option for her, not a, right now it's a necessity. And so for me, that's the measure of success that I'm striving for. And having the fans behind it means the world to me. It really does.
Absolutely. Your commitment is commendable, and I think it's just so great that you're so committed and dedicated to what you do that you moved all the way to Nashville. And Nashville is just if that's the where dreams come true. If you want your dreams come true, Nashville's place.
Yeah. And it's an incredible spot. And don't get me wrong, we love what we're doing, we love where we're at. But we're not taking it lightly, and we are, I'm working my tail off and doing everything that I can to make this and to make it happen. And
absolutely.
It really is up to the fans at this point. Request Doug Briney on the radio. Request them everywhere that you go and support the music by purchasing a CD, purchasing those downloads from iTunes. That's what it takes.
Absolutely, absolutely. You definitely need the fans behind you, and you do. You have really great, dedicated fans. So all you Doug Briney fans out there, let's all pull together and do this thing.
Yeah, and I do have great fans. I really do. And the other thing I was going to say is just real quick, throw this out there. If you're on the website, you go to the website. If you would like me to come to your area and do concerts, that's one of the major benefits of living down here in Nashville now, is that I can get out and do so many more concerts and touring all around the United States, where I could not do that from Alaska because it was too cost prohibitive. So, if you got an area and you want me to come play, shoot me an email and let's see what we can work out to get me in an area there and doing some concerts. I would love to do that.
Ah, oh, that's awesome. Yes, everyone, please make sure, you know, if you really want to see Doug Briney in concert and, you know, live, then please make sure you do that, and maybe you can get him there, and maybe you can take photos with him, and maybe I will come too because I want to see you perform live. Just throwing that out there.
All right. Well, and yeah, and photos are more than okay. Yeah, take as many photos as you want. Just be warned. I have not broken any cameras yet, but there's always a case.
Oh, you are great. You are great. So definitely, that sounds awesome. So whoever, you know, just please make sure you email if you want them, you know, in your state and in your neck of the woods. That sounds great.
Yeah.
And, you know, before we play your next song here, I was wondering if you have any other upcoming, you know, events or anything you're doing or going on in your life that you could share with us.
Oh, well, there's so much going on in life. The next event that I've got going on, I actually have a concert going on Tuesday evening that takes place. Monday evening. That takes place at Dan McGinnis on Music Row, and it's actually an artist jam that I've been invited to come and sing at and be a featured performer for that, and so I'm excited about that. That's right on Music Row. I don't have that one up on the website yet because we just got the confirmation. I just got the confirmation today that it was for sure going to happen. So that will be on the website tonight late after the wrestling here. And I'll get that up there. Then on Thursday evenings at Daisy Dukes. Now, this Thursday will not be happening, but Thursday evenings at Daisy Dukes here in Nashville, I'm part of the V-Radio Artist Spotlight every Thursday evening and take place there. This week was the exception because the wrestling, of course, next week is Thanksgiving. So they're not going to have it next week. This week I had to let someone else take my spot, but that's a standing thing that goes on every week, and really excited for that.
Absolutely, that is so awesome. And another thing here, before we let you go here, because I know you want to see your sons wrestle, which I think is going to be so amazing. Please tell me how it goes afterwards. That is so cool. But I understand that you may have a tour coming up soon. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Is that what you're working on, or?
Absolutely, we are working. We're working really hard on that right now, getting some dates lined up, getting some locations lined up, and that goes back to what I said. If both fans want to see me in their area, please shoot that email in right away because we are lining up this tour, and we'd love to come and play in their area. But I need to know the area, you know,
right.
So, but we are lining up a tour, and right now it's looking mostly down in the Southwest, Oklahoma, Texas, although there's some dates coming up in Georgia that are in the works, as well as up in Colorado, in the Denver area. So we're kind of spreading out all over the place, Indiana, Kentucky. We're getting out there and we're lining things up, so we're pretty excited about it.
That is very, very exciting. So far, you're pretty much spread out, but I mean, more dates, the better. You never know.
That's right. The more, the better. The more we can fill that calendar up, and the more I can stay out on the road and do this, the more chances that I'm going to be in your city, whoever is listening. It really does take this chance, getting on the site and saying, hey, we'd love to have you in this area. Here's a venue that will be open to an indie artist. We'll get in touch with that venue. We'll do all the legwork on that. We just need to know where you'd like us to be. And, I'm really excited about it. It's fun. It's fun hearing from the fans. It's fun going and meeting them. I'm just looking forward to it immensely. And all
Absolutely.
Those dates, as soon as that gets all finalized, all those dates in every location will be posted up on the website.
Perfect. That's awesome. I think that's just so great, and I hope, you know, people email and get you in their areas and just make, you know, a big party out of it. Let's just do it.
Yes. That's right.
That sounds so great. Yes. And I'm so happy that you took the time to call in. And while you're watching your sons wrestle, we're going to play your song Unknown Soldier, which I'm very excited about. But thank you so much. Yes.
Thank you, Joe T. and Tina. Thank you so much for all you guys are doing. And I think the last time we talked was on the anniversary show. And again, congratulations on that. And looking forward to celebrating the next milestone with you.
Awesome. That sounds great. That's a plan. Thank you so much.
All right.
And wish your voice luck for me, and I'm very excited to hear about it, okay?
All right. Cool. I will do it. Thanks so much. Have a great
night.
Thank
you so much. Thank you so much. Right. You too. Have a great night. Doug Briney, everyone. Bye. Doug Briney. <Woo. laughs> Awesome. So, well, he is having so much fun. He's going to be watching his sons wrestle, so we wish them luck with that. But while they're doing that, we're going to play one of his great songs here tonight. We got to play his song Super Country Cowboy, and now we are going to play another song of his called Unknown Soldier, and I'd love to get that on right now.
Every father's son, barefoot boy next door, the apple of old mother freedom's eye. Born all across this land, I was raised to be a man. I came from hometowns everywhere and heard the battle cry. Johnny Reb and G.I. Joe. In every war I've had a different name. And I made the sacrifice. Yes, I bravely gave my life. My spirits rise to the breeze made so glory way. Don't you know? On the seas and desert sand, I'm a sentry and I stand my watch alone. My soul will rest in peace long as America stays free. I'm the heart of every boy that's never coming home. But don't you know me? Remember me, and I'm not really gone. And the unknown soldier marches on. Marches on. Marches on.
Unknown Soldier by the wonderful Doug Briney, and I'm very excited we got to play that song along with his song Super Country Cowboy. And now,
hey,
I'd like...
Hey, how are you on?
Hello?
Hey, Julie! Ooh, it's Julie!
Hey, Peanut, how you doing?
I'm doing. Ooh, hey, I got a new group, the Spice Squirrels.
Awesome. We're going to actually get to hear you a little bit later tonight.
It's Gary Squirrel and Posh Squirrel and Norman.
Awesome, awesome. Are we going to hear it now, or are we going to hear it a little bit later?
I'm going to play it now because it's Thanksgiving, and guess what? We're not going to put pudding in your shoes. No, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, wow. I'm thankful.
We're going to use cranberry sauce.
Oh, well, that stains more, of course, yeah. I want to hear it. I want to hear it. So if you could play it right now, that'd be awesome.
It's Thanksgiving Day and we're gathered round. Little children make a joyful sound. And there's no school and we get to play. And we're all thankful for this day. Except for the turkey. La 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 la. Except for the turkey. There's a wreath of leaves on the front door. And we all say what we're thankful for. There's such good food and there's such great fun. And there's such big smiles on everyone. Except for the turkey. La 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 la. Except for the turkey. We all join hands and sing this song with happy hearts and a love that's strong. We bow our heads and we have our feet. It's a lovely day to say the least, except for the turkey. La 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 la, except for the turkey. So if you're a turkey and you're still alive, you might kinda wanna hide. But soon you'll probably be dead meat on the festive day or what we eat. So fly away to a distant land where people think turkeys are grand. Spread your wings and soar up high.
Yeah. You ever wonder if, like, the turkey ever asked anybody to put stuffing up its butt?
I would not know that information. You're going to have to ask the
turkey. I'm
going to
find out.
Oh,
it's yeah. Not. Let's go to Red Lobster and let all the lobsters loose.
Bye. Bye, Peanut. Thank you for calling in and with that fabulous, fabulous song. Oh goodness. Who knows? I'm very excited here because I think maybe our next guest is here. I don't know. I hear my producer screaming in the background there. So I am very, very excited, everyone. We have our next guest. Everyone, please give a warm welcome to my next guest, Kevin L. Woo! Hello. Kevin,
hey.
There. Hey.
Yes. Hey. How are you? Good. I'm good.
Oh, good. I am doing great as well. I'm very excited to chat with you tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back with you.
That's so awesome.
You said.
Oh, sorry. You're cutting off a little bit. I don't know why. You're like cutting in and out. I have no idea. That's crazy.
There we go. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you better now.
Okay.
Awesome. Yes, I feel like I'm on one of those commercials. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Right.
Awesome. I'm just very, very excited. But before we really start digging into the Big Boys Club project, I'm very excited to hear more about that. Can you first share with my audience how you first became interested in making music?
Yeah, well, you know, I grew up in a music family with my stepfather named Red Charles, and and my first love was really to play.
That's awesome. Oh, I think we lost him.
Hey, Kevin, are you still with us?
Uh-oh.
All right, we're losing you. We can barely hear you. Is there any place else that you can move around to with your cell phone there?
I can hear you. I don't know.
All right, I hear you better now. Yeah, you just you come and you go. So
I'm standing. I'm on one right now. I got no.
No problem.
We can't hear you again. You're static and stuff, and then you cut out again.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know, I hear the static
technology
too. I don't know where to go. I'll try.
Okay.
Be better.
No, not yet.
All right, is that any better?
That sounds better. Okay, let's hope that stays in. All right, I'll let you guys get back to the interview.
Okay.
Okay.
There was a little intermission. Sorry about that. I don't know, technology. But when did you first become interested in making music?
Very young. I was always interested in it. And so, as I was saying, my stepfather, we were always in and around music. So, at a very young age.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, being grown up kind of around music, it's only natural that you really picked that up and, continue doing it. And you are. You're still rocking it.
Yeah, I really love it. This style of music that we're doing now, R&B, God has just given this to me as an opportunity to do something new, to kind of develop a new genre of music, and R&B being rhythm and praise. So it's kind of a mixture of hip-hop, R&B, and gospel. And it's been a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, I love how you guys came up with that rhythm and praise. I think that is just so so unique, and so it's so great. It's such a great saying. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
It's a little something different, and the one thing about it is Josie, when we came out with it, and we didn't market it necessarily gospel, or we marketed R&B, but it charted on Billboard to number be hip hop sales. And so, we were just really blessed what God had done with music and how people had received it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's just so, so cool. It's unique but also, it catches on. And who have you been, I assume you have great musical influences to you. I mean, of course, your stepfather, obviously. But, who else are you really into listening to? Who'd you say?
I really like so many different artists that I appreciate. I take a little bit from the energy of so many people. You look at gospel, obviously you look at what Kurt Franklin has done, and the Toby Macs and the Lecraes and people like that who to me have really just crossed over the genres to bring a message about God to those who normally might not get the chance to hear. And so I take the energy from them. But, I love Michael Jackson. I really do. I just think he was an incredible performer and just a genius in music. So I really, really was into it. Just as far as having the whole package, it'd be quite interesting to see another entertainer like that.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're going to be into someone, you definitely have to be into the king.
You got to give the king his props. Nobody likes him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have the grace of a list. I mean, you have a great list there. Very powerful.
Yeah. So, you know, I've always hoped to just write a song. I tell you another person, too, and I mean, it's kind of old school, but Stevie Wonder, I always thought, you know, and people say that's odd, because Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, but Stevie Wonder, just because he wrote such great songs, meaningful songs, and I always wanted to write a song that I felt really touched people's lives and made a difference in their lives through listening to the song. Not the song "You Got Somebody" off the Sold Out CD. It is that song for me. That song has had that reaction with people that have heard the song, from, you know, young to old, black, white, whatever, you know, different genres of music. That particular song, "You Got Somebody Watching Over You," has just, you know, the responses that we've got have just warmed my heart, you know, as a songwriter, you know.
Oh, yeah. So. Absolutely. It must be such a great feeling for you, you know, being a songwriter, and, you know, people are really loving what you put out there. I mean, that must be huge. And we love that song. We have it tonight to play, "You Got Somebody." So it's going to be great. I love it.
Yeah. You know, God told me, He said, "I gave you this song." I mean, the song kind of wrote itself. I had written a lot of songs, but God said, "I gave you this song to lift up your family." And, you know, it was a time in my life where my family was very distant from me, and my mother had passed away and a lot of different things. And so I said, you know, I was kind of asking, you know, what family? And he said, "Everybody I bring to you." And you know, bow, and then the song, you know, took off. And it's just, you know, touched so many people's lives. I had an 80-year-old lady, but she was driving from Chicago, Minnesota, and she sent me an email. And I thought it was weird. I mean, you know, she was like, you know, she's 80 years old driving by herself, but God bless her. But she was driving in a snowstorm, and she said she knew that God told her that if she just kept playing the song, that she would make it. So, you know, I mean, you know, to get an email like that, I mean, number one, it's extreme. You know, this lady's, you know, this age and driving, but just that this song touched her that way, and to write me out of the blue like that. So, you know, I mean, that to me is what means something, you know. You know, glitz of life, and, you know, sometimes when you get behind that microphone, people kind of want to, you know, and that life is good, and that's great, and I love doing that, but knowing that it's touching somebody's heart, you know, and they're not thinking about me, the artist, but they're thinking about how the song's making them feel in regards to their life. That's what's up with me. That's kind of the couple.
Oh, yeah, that is absolutely a highlight email right there. That's amazing. And, you know, I think that's what music should do. I mean, music definitely, you know, not only does it bring people together and, you know, puts out, you know, a message, but also it has to touch somebody's heart somewhere, you know what I mean? And that's what I think is great about your music, because it does. It touches people all ages, and it doesn't matter who you are. It could touch someone in some aspect. Yeah.
Yeah, a guy, he's, you know, in the you know, just a guy, you know, in street life, and he told me, he said, Kevin, "Man, my brother, who had never stepped a day into a church, he said, man, he heard the song, and he just said, man, this song just touched him." And he said, "My brother, kind of gangster and in the streets, you know, raw with it. And it just affected him." And so, you know, that contrast from an 80-year-old woman to, you know, kind of little grimy, little baller in the street, that it touched them too. So, and that's what it's for. That's what it's about.
That is. That's all. That's what it's about. And that's also another thing that I want to mention. You know, another thing that I love about how you put music out there is because you put out music, but you use your gift, your love for music, to put out a bigger, higher reason, higher message out there. And that kind of brings me to the Big Boys Club project, which is your partnership between you and the wonderful Malia McKinney of CME. And, and I think it's just such a great project. Can you share with us how you two, met and this partnership kind of became? How did it come up?
She had called me about a song called When the Guns Fall Silent. And we started talking about the song and how to work the song, and then she mentioned this Big Boys Club song to me and this concept, and we just started contemplating what we wanted to do with that. So we're getting ready to lay the single down, Big Boys Club, in December. Hopefully have that ready for the first of the year. But the concept of the Big Boys Club and what we want to do with, bringing conscious music out there, but being a hub of embracing. We believe that, if you raise a man, if you build up a man, you build up a family. And so we're coming back at the men, and especially the young men, and saying, hey, man, this gangster thug crazy mentality, all that's played up pieces in this body. We're developing entrepreneurial programs where we can develop skills and job training and life training, just some of the things that they don't teach you in school and some of the essential things that you need in order to be productive and effective, because we want to see the men step back into the household and do and be that we need to be right now as men and stand up and build our families. It's a big boy thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, some of those initiatives are just built around the Big Boys Club.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's definitely a great main goal, for doing it. And I absolutely love this. But, what else are you really, what do you want to see kind of with Big Boys Club, your project? What would you love to see come out of it? And, what would you like to do with it? I mean, obviously, you have to spread it around.
Well, you see those things like, the Million Man March, and you see those type of things where people rally together. What we want to do is we want to be able to be effective and touch where, in the communities that are suffering the most. You've got over 51% of all African-American males nationwide being incarcerated,
mm-hmm.
Locked up, in prison, 51%. I mean, that's crazy. And if you take it by certain geographic areas, it's terrible because of the dope game. The rap game glorifying the dope game and the whole violence and all of that type of thing. You got them going to prison. You got them, shooting each other. You got, all these different things, just so many things that are happening to destroy the culture of young men. And they don't, you can't turn around and not create an economic stability. You have to create some way to get income. You see that with the guys that are out on the street selling CDs or bootleg the TV, the movies and so forth. They're salesmen, they have a product, but, sometimes that, and many times, unfortunately, that dope selling dope on the street, it becomes their economic stability. Becomes their way of thinking, oh, this is how I'm going to get out of the hood. This is how I'm going to get these new Jordans. This is how I'm going to get that car with the shiny rims. You know, all those type of things. And in the system, the chain has to be broken in that. But it can't be broken unless somebody comes with real entrepreneurial skills, job training, and skill set training to create orphanages that make money, you know,
right.
that really make money. Because everybody's not, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, it's always the flipping burgers, but you look at the concept of, like, barber shops. You see a lot of people, you know, coming in a situation and starting barber schools and things like that. That's one entity that can be created to create businesses. But I mean, I could go on and on about different types of businesses that we want to develop, but we want to develop multiple types of businesses with multiple types of skill sets and training, so that we can say, hey man, you don't have to be on the streets, man. Real men do real things. Pull your pants up, let's do this big thing over here, you know. Let me show you some of the things that are available to you that you might not have thought about, that we're making possible. We're going to make it possible for you to feed your family.
Right.
You know, and those type of things. And so, you know, that's what we do.
I love that.
And encourage those, real quick, and to encourage, because we believe that the music has been so effective in creating culture and the stereotypes and creating this mindset of, you know, like I said, the violence and glorifying the dope game and all of this type of thing, that we can also bring in. That's why Malia and I work so good together with my R&B thing, with this one thing, with the conscious music. It matters what you say in music. It matters what you're saying out of your mouth. You know, God said the power of life and death is in the tongue.
I love that. I love what you two are doing. And for people who want to get involved in this project to, you know, help out or spread the news, how can they do that? How can, you know, can people get involved in this to help out and spread what you guys are doing?
Well, you know, the one thing I guess I'd like to say, the best thing to do is to, you know, tune to what we're doing, Conscious Music Entertainment.
Yes.
We're going to be, as we're just developing this for the new year, and this is a brand new project, we're just really asking people to stay tuned right now, you know. Help support us with the music, because obviously when you support the music, it gives us the means to be effective in other areas. So, you know, support the music. And even in as much, you know, do what you can do in your areas, because we make the difference. We're going to be the ones to make the difference. It's not going to just happen.
Right.
You know, need is great.
Absolutely. And I love what you said, you know, just support the music. And, you know, when you support the music, I mean, you could see how far that can go to, you know, to help out Big Boys Club Project and all of the other projects that you guys are working on, because I know you still have some more great, great things that are brewing with Malia, because she always has great ideas. So I know that you guys are not, you guys aren't done. You guys are gonna keep working. But your music is just, it's fantastic. You know, your song "You Got Somebody," which you talked about earlier, hit number 5 on Billboard's Most Single Song Soul chart. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Wow.
Yeah. You know, that was really the single that we had, and it just really took off and prompted us to do the sold out CD. That, really developing the style and speaking to the fact that we weren't going to necessarily call this gospel, but R&P for rhythm and praise. And so there is no rhythm and praise stuff yet. there wasn't a hip hop. But so it charted the record. It went on sales. So, we're proud of that. I think it's a God thing, we have to reach beyond the walls of the church and to come out with love and message of hope, and that you do got somebody watching over you. And we do.
Oh, that's so awesome. I love it. I love your song. You got somebody. I love what it means, and obviously it reaches so many people. I mean, you get messages from dedicated fans that, are telling you how much it means to them. And I would love to play this song right now, if you don't mind, and then I want to, give the listeners, links to where they could purchase your music a little bit afterwards, all right? I want to play this song right now. All right. Okay, let's do it. Let's do it right now. You got somebody, and we'll be right back, Kevin, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of y'all out there think you're alone, but you got to know that he's watching. And this is for you. No matter where you're at in the world, you need to know that you got somebody. Now check this out. Hallelujah.
Your world,
a new day.
Take a look at your world. You can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. It's our turn. It's a new generation. And it's a new day. Now come on. You got somebody. Cause a new day is coming.
Take a look at your world. Cause a new day is coming.
And that was You Got Somebody by Kevin Out. And we're back right now. Yes. And for the new listeners and for all your new fans out there that want to support Big Boys Club and your music, where's the best place for our listeners to go to purchase this song and all of your other music? Where can we go?
SoldOutCD.com. I just stole SoldedCD.com. SoldOutCD. So, and the concert music container. There's another website. It's also one to say, you know, Luna Myers, who sang on that song with you, and, you know, I mean, she's 14 years old from Iberia, and she's phenomenal, you know, that I met, and I just want to give her her props because she blesses that song.
Absolutely. Sounded amazing. Both of you just sounded so amazing. Such a great song.
Thank you.
Yes, it's so great. It's so great. And so please, everyone, make sure that you support it. And also, I know that you, before we go, because we are running out of time, but I still want to get to your songs here, your other songs that we have. But can you give us your social networking sites? I know you have a Facebook page, you know, where people can chat with you. Is that the best page?
Yeah. You know, and really that's soldoutcd.com or, you know, Kevin L, you know, Facebook, you know, all of that type of stuff is out there. MakeYouPeaceful.com is another site. And our, you know, we do our rep peace rallies across, you know, across the country. We're working in Florida right now. You know, today out in Florida where, you know, just the young men and women in the school are, you know, just at that point before this is the last step before, you know, they either they get it right or go to jail, you know. I mean, it's where they're at today. It's just out there and having an opportunity to get this music to them, you know, because many schools, you know, they want to bring in type of God into it and that. And, you know, so when you have, you know, these kids who hear a positive word, you know, it's good when you have this opportunity to break through those walls. And, I mean, it was just incredible. So, there was 100 kids there, all of them came forward. And wanted to, you know, be around, you know, around it. I mean, they were, you know, singing that song, and I was handing them the mic, and they were singing the word. I mean, it was just crazy like that. And so, you know, that's what we're trying to do. You know, we're not saying, hey, you know, if we strike people with what we're doing, that's great. But I tell you what, if we get one every time we go out, and that's what's up. because we're going after the ones and twos and where we can be affected. And I'm not saying that those are realistic numbers, one, but it's a ground control situation. We're not trying to fly some big kite. We're trying to be where the need is at and where we can actually be effective and change lives and make something happen. Hello?
Yeah, we seem to have lost Josie for some reason.
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin. Which song did Josie play already? Oh, wait, you're breaking up. I know she played You Got Somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, well, until we get her back, let's play In the City.
Okay.
It must have been all that gas, told and they got that respect then. But I could see the tears falling from my mother's eye, and I could feel the world shake when a brother died. It wouldn't take another quarter key to realize you gotta open up the door before it's genocide. Pity the way they do it in the city, when gunshots you're not in your pocket, still empty, filthy. The weight around your neck be blinging, but cops got your glot in your pot and start singing. Feel me? Yeah, you'll see. They talking 25 life, you working on a GD. Pity the way they do it in the city. We pumps up the beat, but in the street they get busy.
When we come, we be bumping. And when we come, we be stomping. When we come, we be marching in the city. When we come, we be bumping. And when we come, we be stomping. When we come, we be marching in the city.
Now it's a pity when the block so high, even superstar ball players caught on a rock. It don't stop, and if you like it or not, it's the bigger the ball and the bigger the knot. Huh? Why? Yeah, see, it's the bigger the ball and the bigger the knot. Why? Yeah.
Come on, say it again.
I'ma let the hook drop.
When we come, we'll be bumping. And when we come, we'll be stomping. When we come, we'll be marching in the city. When we come, we'll be bumping. And when we come, we'll be stomping. When we come, we'll be marching in the city.
Yo, pity the way they do it in the city. Cats on the corners getting in nitty gritty. Open up the word, ain't it more than 50 verses? Think it give you gifts, but eternal curses. Show me where the hurt is.
Don't you let that money change you,
because you're living in the city, yeah.
All right, that was Kevin L. with In the City. And we're back with Kevin now while we wait for Josie to reconnect to the phone lines here. So what was the inspiration behind that song?
Well, you know, I mean, I just wanted to, you know, In the City was just, you know, kind of just letting, you know, the pulse of the city. You know, I mean, when we talk about, you know, just the life, and you know, if you listen to Streets, you know, it kind of reflects that in the sense that we're saying that you know, it's a pity sometimes, you know, the way we do it in the city. You know, we pump up the beat, but in the streets, they're getting busy and flexing and been checked with. It must have been all that gat toting that got that respect in, you know, because, you know, but then he goes on to say, I can feel the take when a brother dies. It wouldn't take another quarter key to realize, you know, the door before is genocide. And there's a genocide mentality taking place in the streets with, you know, and it's kind of like it's just going on. We're aware that it's happening, but it is so incredibly violent. And what's going on in the city right now, and, you know, all over the country. So, you know, we wanted to reflect on that and to just say, you know, to make a request that there'll be no more dying. You know, don't game chasing money, you know, desensitizing murder. You know, it's crazy the way that and it's not just young men. I wish I could say it was just young men, but it's not. The women are shooting. These young girls, I mean, it's a very, very unique time, and it needs to be addressed, and that's what we did within the city, we addressed.
Absolutely. I think that's so amazing. Like I was saying before we got cut off, I'm so sorry about that.
That's all right.
Everything just started just bleeping, and we just disappeared. But we got to play your song In the City, and it's fantastic, and I think you are just fantastic. And we are running out of time, but I just wanted to say thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with us tonight. And once again, we're so sorry for all the craziness.
No, you know what? I love it because it's about. It's about getting it done, and no matter what, we get it done. And that's what I love about you girls. You're awesome. And so, like I told you before, you rock. Love you on this show, and I thank you so much for having me.
Oh, the pleasure was all mine. Thank you so much. You rock, Kevin, and we love your music, and we love what you are doing. And I follow you on Facebook, so we will keep in touch for sure. We're good there. Oh, love it. Thank you so, so much, Kevin.
You're welcome. God bless you, babe. Take care.
God bless. God bless. Bye-bye. You. I'll talk to you soon, okay? Thank you so
okay.
much. All bye-bye. Right. Bye-bye. Yes. Much fun talking with Kevin L there, and I'm so sorry for all the weirdness going on. Like I said, technology does not like me today. I do not know what happened. All of a sudden I heard bleeping, and all of a sudden I didn't hear anything. So it was crazy. But I'm so glad that we got to play his wonderful songs, Kevin's wonderful songs, You Got Somebody and In the City. And please, please make sure you check out Big Boys Club Project. It's a partnership between Kevin L and Malia McKinney of CME. So please make sure you check it all out. And we'll be posting his links as well after the show. So it's just easy click, and we'll make sure we do that in case, you know, the bleeping caused a problem. And we'll make sure we, you know, we figure it out and set it all straight. So I want to put on my producer now here, who was sweating it out a little bit. Like, literally, you are all shades of red right now. I know. Right. It was so funny.
Can you even hear me? Because now I'm on a backup mic here. Can you guys?
I don't know if they can hear you. I mean, I can hear you, but we're in the same room, so I really can't.
So
I can't tell you.
Everybody can hear me. Let me I'm going to go ahead and continue. If you guys can't hear me, say something in the chat room. If you're in the chat room, that would be great.
Fabuloso.
All right. So here's the story.
Gina, we can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
You're like yelling behind Josie, like out in the driveway.
No, I actually had to go to like a cell connection.
Here, use my mic. Yeah, I literally passed the mic. Here we go. We're passing the mic. Okay, you know what?
This is hysterical. Okay.
I know. We're keeping it real though. We're this is like realness.
Yeah, you know what?
Don't let Gina take apart the mic.
Yes, we'll worry about everything after here. First, let me just put on Lori Greco's song that we promised here. So let's play Running Back, and then we will run back and be right back with you all. So here we go, Running Back by Lori Greco.
The wind in my hair, I turned away.
was Running Back by Lori Greco. Wonderful applause there. I absolutely loved it. And so now I have some things that I want to say before I pass over the mic to my producer, literally, because the phone's not working for us. I literally will be passing my mic, so it'll be fun. You'll get to travel along. All right, so now I want to talk a little bit about our 24/7 licensed radio station called Country Blast Radio, and we can be heard at countryblastradio.com, facebook.com/countryblastradio, on Live 365. Just search Country Blast Radio to find us on live365.com. We're also on Roku, TiVo, and your smartphones such as iPhones and Droids by downloading the free Live 365 app. And even right here at JosieShow.com, when we are not live with the Josie Show or Josie Show Special Edition episodes, that is constantly running. We play the best mix of all that is country, from signed and independent artists, new and classic country music, and the top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. And we even have some good old Texas dancehall music as well. So make sure that you tune us in at work or on the go. And we're highly ranked on Live 365, even ahead of some FM stations, and new music every week is always being added, so please tune in every day, countryblastradio.com. And want to know how to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio? Then call 331-442-5833. That number again is 331-442-5833, or even simpler, just email our station manager, Tina, at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. And we have introductory rates now, so there's never a better time to spend your advertisement dollars than on radio. Radio. Yes. And now, also, I want to keep you up to date here with the Dream Quest Challenge, what's been going on with that. So let me update you here. The two competitors that are in the lead on fan votes are Audrey Tucker and Vince Anthony. So please make sure you go to www.dreamquestchallenge.com/vote to cast your votes for your favorite. There's unlimited voting available for all contestants. And remember to tune in each Friday at 6 p.m. Central, 1 hour before the Josie Show starts, to the Journey to Gold Show. And you can find the player for that at dreamquestchallenge.com to hear the show, including my Dream Quest Challenge segments. So if you miss it Friday night, no worries, no problemo. I will re-air the Dream Quest Challenge segment on Country Blast Radio Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central, and you could tune in to countryblastradio.com to listen on Sunday nights if you miss it. So now I really want to pass on the hot potato mic here to my producer. What's going on with our VIP members?
Well, if y'all could see how we are connected right now, you would just laugh. Okay, so welcome to a live show. The VIP members, you just go to josieshow.com and click on the VIP membership tab, and you will find all of them. There's a couple different things right there on that page. Number one, you can sign up to become a Josie Show VIP member. It only takes a minute or less to sign up, and your benefits last an entire year. And then also on the page are current VIP members. Let's start it off here with Tim Garman. Tim Garman, our very first VIP member here on the show, and you can find all of his information, including his wonderful songs, at timgarmanmusic.com. Next, Vince Anthony. You can go ahead and you can find all the information out about Vince Anthony by going to vinceanthonyonline.com. So I know he's playing at a casino in Minnesota, I believe, tonight and tomorrow. So make sure you go to his Facebook page to check out where he'll be and also on his site. Next, Larry J. Massey. You can find him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. Also has amazing music out, so make sure that you check that out. Wayne Jacobs. You can find him at waynejacobs.co, C-O, and check out all of the music that he has going on. And let me go ahead and mention both Wayne Jacobs and Vince Anthony are both in the Dream Quest Challenge. And Vince Anthony's song, My Everything, was actually featured tonight earlier at about 6 o'clock. So if you missed that, it'll be on again this coming Sunday at 8 p.m. on Country Blast Radio. Next, Brad Howard. You can find him at facebook.com /Brad Howard Music or at ReverbNation.com/Brad Howard. Constantly playing around Nashville, great music. So make sure you go to his Facebook page and check out what he has going on. Next, Rick Seaman. He is working on getting some amazing music out for us. You can find him at Facebook.com/RickSeaman.3 and go ahead and search him. Now, all of these artists are on Facebook, so they're easy to find. Put in their name in the search bar, and they'll come up, and you'll be able to find out what they have going on. Friend them, like their pages, whatever you need to do to make sure that you keep up on their information, and make sure you also go to all of their sites. Okay, now I'm going to turn the hot potato mic back over to Josie so she can tell you about a very special show we have coming up.
Yes, our Christmas show. I want to tell you a little bit about it. Our Christmas show, which is going to be on Friday, December 20th, we will dedicate this show to all of the victims of the November tornadoes that hit especially hard in Washington, Illinois. Everyone here at the Josie Show is asking for you to please donate funds or items here. And, Okay, let me start that over. We will dedicate this show to the victims of the November tornadoes that hit especially hard in Washington, Illinois. And everyone here at the Josie Show is asking for you to please donate funds or items, and here's how you can do that to help. Then during the season of love and giving, please call the Salvation Army at 1-800-725-2769. That number again is 1-800-725-2769 to give a small financial donation. Every little bit helps. And if you would like to donate clothing-type items, please call 1-800-728-7825 to find a Dropbox near you. So thank you very, very much for your participation in that. And remember, our special Christmas show is on Friday, December 20th, where we dedicate it to the victims of the November tornado.
Hey, are we back on? Look, there's Josie. Hey, Josie, we're back from Red Lobster. We just got back from Red Lobster, and we brought you some crab legs.
Yeah, they were delicious.
Oh, well, see, I'm kind of jealous. I love crab legs, and so I'm a little bit jealous of you right now there, Peanut. Awesome. So I do not want to run out of time here. I do not want to get cut off. It was kind of a crazy episode tonight. I apologize because technology kind of flubbed us a little bit, but it's okay. We are still rocking strong. Next week, my guests are Kathy Bivens, Jeremy Stabos, and Brenda K. Perry. So I'm very excited about those three guests next week. So everyone, until then, please be safe. Have a great, great Thanksgiving, because we're not going to see you until after Thanksgiving. So I hope you guys have a really great Thanksgiving. Love you guys so much, and talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Thanksgiving Day, and we're gathered round. Little children make a joyful sound. And there's no school, and we get to play. And we're all thankful for this day, except for the turkey. La 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 la. Except for the turkey. There's a wreath of leaves on the front door, and we all say what we're thankful for. There's such good food, and there's such great fun, and there's such big smiles on everyone, except for the turkey. La 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 la. Except for the turkey. We all join hands and sing the song with happy hearts and a love that's strong. We bow our heads and we have our feet. It's a lovely day to say the least, except for the turkey. La 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 la. Except for the turkey. So if you're a turkey and you're still alive, you might kinda wanna hide. But soon you'll probably be dead meat.